Welcome back, everybody. Jumin Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph 17a, and we are at the very bottom of Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. So now comes the Gemara and discusses the next part of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Rabbi Yud Omer Loya Tzurech Lomar Zechronos. Rabbi Yud says, we do not need to say Zechronos and Shofros as one of the additional six brachos that occur on a fast day. So says the Gemara. Rabbi Yud says, my time to Rabbi Yud, what's the reason for Rabbi Yud? Who says that we don't need to say Zechronos and Shofros. Lavisha Inom Zechronos and Shofros. We only say them Elab Rosh Hashanah V'Yovel Suvishas Melcham. Because we only say Zechronos and Shofros on these specific occasions of Rosh Hashanah, Yovel, and during wartime. Otherwise, we don't need to say it like on these fast days. Next, we said, Avraham. So when discussing the brachos, we went through all of the brachos. As we said on the first bracha, we say, Mishanas Avraham Avinu Bahara Moriah, and we went into each of these brachos. Says the Gemara, Tana, it was taught in a brisa, Yesh Machlifim Tzakal Eliyahu Utfil Lishmuel. So discussing the fourth and fifth of the brachos, so some switch and put the word Tzakah by Eliyahu Hanavi and Tfilah when it comes to Shmuel. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Agabi Shmuel. So I understand that you want to add the word Tfilah or have the word tefillah associated with Shmuel, k'siv beit tefillah, k'siv beit tzaakah, because over there by Shmuel, it says the word tzaakah, it says the word tefillah, so if you want to put tefillah by Shmuel, that makes sense. V'agabe Eliyahu, tefillah, k'siv beit, tzaakah, lo k'siv. But it doesn't have the word tzaakah when it comes to Eliyahu, so it makes a lot of sense to put tefillah associated with Eliyahu HaNavi, but it makes no sense to put tzaakah with him, so how are we supposed to understand that? So answer the word, aneni, Hashem, aneni, lashon tzaakahi. No, rather when we say aneni, Hashem, aneni, that is a lashon tzaakah, that's a language of tzaakah, of crying out, and that's going to be enough to make it count in this situation. So we see that that is going to work. Next, the Gemara now goes and concludes its discussion of all these brachos, and the Gemara says, Al Shishi Suomer Mishana es Yonah v'chulu, Al Shvi'a Suomer Mishana es David v'gomer. So the sixth bracha is about Yonah, the seventh bracha is about David. Says the Gemara, Michti, let's see. Yonah basar David u'shlomo hava. Yonah lived after David and Shlomo, so my time amakhtam liberation. So why do we have the bracha of Yonah before we have the bracha of David and Shmuel? So answer the Gemara, Mishim debay l'michasem merachim al ha'aretz. Because we wanted to conclude all of the brachos about Hashem having mercy on the land. Because since David and Shlomo was a plea about a drought situation, that Hashem should help us out of a drought, that's what we're davening for during these fast days. So we wanted to have that as the last bracha to lead us into the rest of Shmona Esrei, because that leaves us off on the right note. So that's why we have Yonah before David and Shmuel, because David and Shmuel needs to be the final one, because it's really on topic. Tana was taught, Mishum Sumchas Amru Baruch Mashpil Haramim. They said in the name of Sumchas that the last bracha should also be, and should have in it, blessed is Hashem who humbles the haughty, because Hashem humbles the haughty, who think that they're self-sufficient and don't need any help from him by denying them rain and making them do tshuva. So that, again, is perfectly on topic. Then our Mishnah said, Shalosh Taniyos HaRishonos Anshei Mishmar Misanav V'lo Meshlimin. So we remember we had our whole thing in the Mishnah about the Anshei Mishmar and the people who are in the Beit Av. So remember, there were 24 Mishmaros, the Kohanim would rotate, and each Mishmar had within seven Beit Av, Batei Av. There were seven groups or seven individuals that would work on the 7 days of the week. So we said there are different halachos for who's supposed to fast, who's not supposed to fast, who's allowed to drink, who's allowed to get haircuts, who's allowed to do things based on whether it's your day of avoda or not. Meaning just because you're in the Mishmar, it's your week, I guess, so to speak, doesn't mean that you're on duty that day. Only someone who's part of that Beit Av is going to be on duty that day. Says the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, and Rabbah Shtons, Rabbah Shtons, Rabbah Shtons, so why did the Rabbanan say, Anshei Mishmar, Mutarn, Lishtos, Yayin, Balei, Losav, Halobiyam? So why do we say that the Anshei Mishmar, again, the people who are there but are not on call that day, so why do we say that they're allowed to drink at night, but not during the days? Why would they not be allowed to drink during the days if they're not working that day? Says the Gemara, no shema tich bala avod al anshei beisav, because maybe the workload for the people of the beisav is going to become too heavy. V'yavo v'yasiyu lahem, and then they're going to need help from the anshei mishmar, so we need them to be ready, and we can't have them being drunk. So why do we say that the people of the beisav are not allowed to drink day or night? Why would they be working at night? Answer Gemara, they shehein asukin tamin ba'avodah, because they're continuously engaged in the avodah, both during the day and during the night, and that's why they can't be drunk at that time. Mikan Amru, from here they said, Kol Kohen, that any Kohen, even during Bizman Hazeh, when there is no Beis HaMikdash, Shemakir Mishmartu, Mishmaris Beis Av Shelo, who's able to identify his Mishmar and his Beis Av, who knows his family lineage down to the times when they would work in the Beis HaMikdash, to the specific week, to the specific day, V'yodeh Shabbatei Avosav Kivu and Shaman, they know for a fact that the Beis Av was established there in the Avoda the Beis HaMikdash, that their forefathers, their ancestors, worked in the Beis HaMikdash. Oster Lishtos Yayin Kol Oso Ayom. So that day, that if they're able to trace back the specific day that their forefathers worked in the Beis HaMikdash, they are not allowed to drink wine on that day. Now, continues the Gemara, but Makir Mishmar Tovein Makir Mishmeres Beis Avshalo. So if someone's able to identify the Mishmar he was in, so he knows which week was his week, but he doesn't know which day specifically was his day, and he knows the Yodei Shabbat Avosav Kivu, and Shaman, he knows that his forefathers were associated with this Avoda service in the Beis HaMikdash. So Oster So that whole week, since he doesn't know specifically which day was his, he's not allowed to drink wine that entire week. If someone is unable to identify his Mishmar or his Beis Av, but he does know that his great-great-great-grandparents did do the avodah of the Beis HaMikdash. Asur lishtos yayin kol hashana. He's never allowed to drink any wine, since any day of the year could be his day to serve in the Beis HaMikdash. We're not ever going to allow this. What's all of this based on? So Rashi explains, this is all based on the concept of Mehera Yibana HaMikdash, that the Beis HaMikdash can come at any time. Now, bigger discussion, when can the Beis HaMikdash actually come? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah talks about this, not for us right now, but since we're assuming the Beis HaMikdash can come at any time, we always need to be prepared, especially the people who would be doing the avodah on that specific day. Rebbe Omer, the Rebbe disagrees. He says, Omer ani, Asur lishtos yayin liolam. Really, I would say that a Kohen, even someone who's able to identify his Mishmar and his Beis Av, where we said maybe it's only going to be usher to drink that day or that week, really a Kohen should never be allowed to drink forever. But what are we supposed to do? We've been saying this for so long, there's still no Beis HaMikdash, so we can't do anything. And the Minog's been that Kohanim drink, and since they're going to be drinking, so we're not going to say that it's going to be usher until the times of the Beis HaMikdash actually come. Even though in theory I'd like to say that, but what are we supposed to do? It's been so long since the Beis HaMikdash has been around, and they haven't been doing Avodah for so many years. So we're saying, okay, they can do it until the Beis HaMikdash comes back. Amar Abaye, so in accordance with who are the Kohanim drinking wine nowadays, Kirebi, like the Shita of Rebbe that we just mentioned. Now the Gemara goes to explain the next part of the Mishnah, which said, so we said the people of the Mishmar and the people of the Mama, these were the people who would daven alongside the Karbonos to make sure that Hashem accepted them. So they're not allowed to go and get haircuts, and they're not allowed to do laundry. But on Friday, they would be allowed to because of Kavod HaShabbos. So says Gemara, my time, why is there an issue with them cutting their hair or laundering their clothes during the week of their service? What would be the issue with this? Because we don't want people to wait until that week specifically to go get a haircut and to go do laundry, and then come into the week of service looking gross and smelling disgusting. We don't want that. We want to make sure that they come in clean. And if we give them that allowance to do it during that week, they're going to wait for that time, and they're going to come in not looking great. Now, once we're on this topic of how frequently people should get haircuts and stuff, so we're going to talk about certain people, how often they should get haircuts. So, Tana Rabbanan, our rabbi starts to write, Melech Mistapa Bruchol Yom. A Jewish king must get a haircut every single day. Kohen Gadol Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. Kohen Gadol should get his haircut once a week. Kohen Head Yot Achas L'Shoshim Yom. A regular Kohen should get once a month. Melech Mistapa Bruchol Yom. So, a king should cut his hair every single day. My time away, I'm a Rebbe Abba Bar Zavda Amar Kram. Melech B'yafyo Techazena Einecha. The pasuk says that your eyes shall behold the king in his beauty. So we see from there that the king is the key, that you want to make sure he looks great every single day, so he gets a haircut every day. Kohen Gadol Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. Kohen Gadol from one Friday to the next. My time. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Kol Mishmaros Mischachos. The reason for this is because the Mishmaros change every single Shabbos, so we want the Kohen Gadol to look good for the new group of Kohanim that are going to come in, so that's why we say they cut their hair every Friday. Kohen Head Yod Achas L'Shoshim Yom. A regular Kohen should do once every 30 days. Minalan, how do we know this? Asya Para Mi Nazir. Because we have Xer Shav of the word Para from Nazir. It says over here, the pasuk in Yechezkel, when talking about the Kohanim, it says that they shall not shave their heads, and they shouldn't have excessively long hair. They shouldn't just grow out their hair. And it says over there, when talking about the Nazir, it says, Kadosh Yeh Gadel Para Sa'arosho. It says by the Nazir, it says that he shall be holy, he shall grow out his hair to make it long. Mal halan shloshim yom. Just as in the case of a Nazir, it's 30 days. Afkan shloshim yom. Afkan shloshim. So to over here, by the Kohen not growing out his hair, it's also going to be 30 days. Nazir gufim inan. So how do we know that a Nazir situation is talking about 30 days? So Amar of Masna, stam Nazir slami yom. Because the Mishnah says that a standard term of Nazirs is 30 days. How do we know this? Minalan Amar Kra, yiyeh. Because the pasuk says yiyeh. Be gematria, tlasin havein. And gematria, the word yiyeh, yod hey, is 30. So that's how we know that Stam Nazir is 30 days. That's what we know. So Nazir telling us that you grow out your hair for 30 days. So we see a Kohen, which uses the same word of Para, should not grow their hair out for 30 days. So Amar of Papa Abaye, your Papa said to Abaye, V'dil Mahachi Kamarachmana, Lo Li Rabu Kal. Maybe what the Pasuk is telling us when it's saying that you should make sure to not grow your hair out too long is that you should cut your hair every day. How do we know that it's compared to a Nazir, that it's only once every 30 days? Maybe it should be that you should cut your hair every single day. So Amar Le, so Abaye said to him, No, Iyava Kasav Lo Yishalchu Para Kid Kamarat. If the Pasuk said that they shouldn't grow out their hair Lo Yishalchu Para, then you would be right. But Hashtag Dixib, but now that the Pasuk says upera lo yishalechu, that the hair should not be grown, so it implies perele have, they shouldn't let it get to a certain point, but shluchai hudilo shlachu, that you can let it just be, hair can exist, you can have some hair, but you just shouldn't let it get to the point where it's just continuously growing, and that's at the 30 day point. Now comes the Gemara and is going to continue in a discussion that if this is really so, then this prohibition should apply even to this day. So we'll continue this discussion tomorrow. This is Dav Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.